Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette, hanging out with you on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Joining us now on the Shell Penzel Performance Line, former Eagles player, NFL player, now turned ESPN analyst, one of our colleagues, Emmanuel Acho. Thanks for the time, Emmanuel.
Of course. Thank y'all for having me.
So I went around the horn today, around the home, technically, and I spent my FaceTime directing people to what I believe will be the first episode of hopefully several that you put out called Uncomfortable Conversations with the Black Man. And I thought you addressed a number of really important issues in it, but also you did something that is not your responsibility to do. You reached out to white people and said, if you're asking questions and if you don't know what to do next, you know, start by listening. Let me address some of those things. And it's really powerful for you to reach a handout, even if you don't need to, and it's on us to learn. And I wonder what made you decide I'm going to proactively offer up resources and make myself a resource to white people who are interested.
Well, Sarah, I realize that I am, by the grace of God, perfectly skilled to bridge a gap and a racial divide between white and black people. So what I left out in this video, which obviously y'all can see on my Instagram page and Twitter page, is I grew up in Dallas, Texas, went to an all-white private school, the number one private school in Dallas, Texas, adjacent to Highland Park, where Matthew Stafford and I believe like Justin Verlander went to high school. But I am first generation American, and so I don't have the same pain and hurt as so many of my black friends that had to deal with the repercussions of slavery. But I'm still clothed in a 6'2", 240-pound black frame, Sarah. And so as soon as I walk out my house, I realize I am a threat. So you ask, why did I do this? It's because I realize, man, my white friends really don't know that they don't know. You know, so many of them are like, they want to help, we want to help. But they don't know how to help, meaning they don't really realize the struggle. They don't realize that as a black man, if I'm walking up to my mailbox and I see a Sarah Spain walking up to it, I'm going to sit in my car because I don't want to make Sarah uncomfortable. They don't realize that I, as a black man, like if I'm next to a police officer, I'm not going to make eye contact with them walking down the street because I don't want them to think that I looked at them wrong. And so I said, you know what? I want to answer questions that my white friends have, but my white friends either don't have black people to ask or are a little scared to ask. I mean, some of these conversations are awkward. You know, so many of my white friends are like, so Emmanuel, do you prefer black or African-American? And I'm just like, yo, this is hilarious that you really don't know some of these answers there. So I was just like, let me proactively reach my hand out to my white brothers and sisters and hope that I can offer them some understanding, because you can't fully empathize with what's going on in society until you fully understand it.
Yeah, and Emmanuel, when I was listening to the video, I thought it was smartly done, because I think as best as we can, and again, it's not our obligation to break this down for white people, but I understand why you did it, as you just explained there. But I love how you broke down an explanation when people ask me, and have clearly asked you, but why the riots? Why are you doing this?
Yeah,
and you
likened
it to a bike ride on Lake Travis. Mm-hmm. For those who didn't see the clip, can you share that? Because I thought you broke it down beautifully.
Yes, so many people have asked, why the riots? I understand a peaceful protest, but why riot? And I submit this. When you look at the five stages of grief, you come upon one, which is anger. And you can quite literally see America, and at least the black community, is grieving right now because they're angry. Again, I said I was biking on Lake Austin, and this is a true story. This is last Thursday. And there was a white girl who was 15 meters ahead of me. And when you're biking, you always say on your left, because the biker is supposed to go on the left side of traffic as y'all are moving in the same direction. So this white girl's 15 meters ahead of me with her headphones in, and I say, on your left, and she doesn't move. And so 10 meters away, I again repeat a little louder, on your left, and she doesn't move because she can't hear me. So 5 meters away, again, I get a little more aggressive, on your left. And then right when I'm about to hit her, I yell, on your left, and we collide. And I said in my video, and I fervently believe this in my heart, I believe that's what the black community has been doing. At, say, in 1960, you know, MLK, he says, we're repressed. And then 20 years later, several other leaders say, we're repressed. And then, you know, Colin Kaepernick, although that agenda got moved, it was another outcry. We're repressed. And now in 2020, you see the collision that has occurred between blacks and whites in society. It's because when I was on my bike, I never intended to hit that girl. That was never my intention. I was hopeful that she would just hear my peaceful tone, but I had to get more aggressive. African Americans, black people, we were never intending for it to get this far, but it appears that we haven't been heard, and now you've seen pure chaos.
Yeah. It's a powerful sort of analogy and visualization for people to understand this. We're talking to Emmanuel Acho, former NFL player turned ESPN analyst. Real quick, why do you use meters instead of yards or feet? Where are we getting this from? Are you trying to switch us to the metric system?
Nah, so look, Sarah, every day, because we're in quarantine, I can only work out on a track because the gyms are closed.
I mean, and I was so a college track athlete, and I just left that behind. If you ask me how far I threw a javelin, I switch it to feet. You know, I just try to – I'm American, Emmanuel. I'm just – listen, it would make a lot more sense if we used the metric system. I'm not going to lie. We should really do that, but at this point it feels too late. Not the most important part. I just remember thinking, meters, interesting. Okay, so you make this video, and the response, thankfully, from what I've seen, has been incredibly positive. I'm curious what you make of something like a Tiger Woods statement or even the lack of a statement from James Dolan. Because to me, maybe even if you asked me a couple of years ago about stuff, I would say, oh, some people just don't know what to say or they're so nervous about saying the wrong thing. And now I'm like, I got no patience for that. Like, however long you've been alive, and especially if you work in an industry like the NBA where you have a predominantly black set of employees that are making you all your money, you have no excuse but to educate yourself, to spend some time. When someone said, oh, I didn't know that I shouldn't say I don't see color, I didn't know that I shouldn't say X or Y, then that means you haven't even tried, because it's not that – you don't have to dive too deep in for some of these things to become clear to you. So how do you express to people that, like, you are a part of the problem if you sit back and sit this out? Including, like, James Dolan or Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you're part of the problem, because the reason people are rioting in the first place is because there hasn't been enough awareness, which has led to action. Let me say that again. There has not been enough awareness, which has led to action. We need posts, because posts beget awareness. Awareness begets action. For so many of y'all listening to this show who are obviously sports fans, the reason in large part Myles Garrett got such a heavy suspension in so many people that I've talked to was because of the public outcry. Myles Garrett had to get suspended because on national television there was a public outcry. Some of our lead analysts, I won't say names, were tweeting out the unthinkable, the unimaginable. What Myles Garrett did has to be punished. So now to talk about things in real life. We desperately, and I say we, humanity, but black people, we desperately need the same public outcry of energy, because that is what leads to change. Now, Sarah, to address things even more specifically, so many people are like, well, I don't know what to say because I haven't found the words. Well, y'all find the words when y'all talking about the riots. Mm-hmm. Y'all find the words when y'all talking about the looting. So how can you not find the – or cap? Y'all found all the words, the consonants, syllables, and vowels for that. So I'm just like, how can we not find the words now? So that's what I say to those who are like, you know, I don't have the words. But lastly, I'll say this, and I'll be quiet. I don't necessarily care as much of your public opinions if you're having private conversations. I need, as it relates to the racial inequality in this world, it's all about the combos with your mom, your pops, your family, your cousins, your group chats. That's really where the change goes.
Yeah, I totally respect that. Emmanuel, I'm curious, and it really doesn't matter that much. I'm just curious as to how it's being received. At the end of the day, we're going to do us, and we're going to impact change no matter what kind of obstacles are in front of us. But what does your inbox look like? Have people been receptive? Have people been getting hate from the conversations that you posted and the questions you answered?
Man, I need to slow my life down because, you know, I still don't feel like I don't know. I'm still at the level in my life where I want to respond to everybody. So I'm literally currently, I've been in my email for the last 2 hours, 10 minutes now, trying to respond to everybody. And it's all positive. If I can be real with you, I haven't seen anything negative. It's all just, hey, man, I have more questions. Hey, thanks for this, but what about this? Hey, can you address this on your next installment? So, I mean, I'm so pleasantly surprised. I think it's at 2.3 million views on Twitter, thanks to the likes of you all, Sarah, thanks to the likes of you. It's at, you know, 570,000 views on Instagram. Like, and mind you, my following's not all that big. So I say all this to say, like, just don't be afraid to use your voice. Just don't be afraid to use your freaking voice, because you don't know who you're influencing, man. And I'm just grateful that people are receptive.
Well, it's fantastic, and everyone should follow. It's at the man, Acho, which sometimes confuses me, because then there's Sam Acho. And you should really just use your full name at all times so that I can keep track of which brother is talking, since I tagged the wrong one when I posted something that you posted a couple days ago, too. But I'm on it now. I'll always remember that the man is you, and your brother is just the brother.
The man.
You're the man.
Thank you, Sarah.
but everybody should watch the video. It's really powerful. And share it, and then have conversations with people about it, like you said, because it is what you do out front, but it's just as much about what you do behind the scenes and engaging with other people. Thanks so much for the time, Emmanuel. Appreciate it.
As always, talk soon.